This week, we're remembering some of the notable people who died this year.
This next name you might not recognize, but she made a lot of music sing. Sylvia Moy. She's the woman behind some of Motown's greatest hits, like this 1966 Marvin Gaye classic, It Takes Two. Moy helped with the lyrics. It takes two.
Sylvia Moy was one of the first female producers at Motown.
It's hard for women, I'm not going to lie about it, anywhere, but you hang in there.
She first joined Motown as a singer and songwriter. Label executives asked her to focus more on writing than singing. They got her to help write for other musicians, like this blind musical prodigy. He was known then as Little Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder was 13 when he recorded the hit Fingertips. A year later, puberty and a problem for the label.
Stevie Wonder talked about that this year on our podcast, What's Good with Stretch and Bobbito.
They had this meeting at Motown. They said, you know what? His voice is changing and things are different. We don't know what to do with this kid. I think we're going to have to let him go.
You heard that right. Little Stevie Wonder was about to get the boot. That was when Sylvia Moy stepped in.
After the meeting, I said, let this be our assignment. I don't believe it's over for him. Let me have Stevie. I went to him and I said, I want to hear all these duties you're playing. Because the actuator told me, come up with a hit. That hit was Uptight.
Moy had teamed up with another Motown producer, Henry Cosby, for Uptight. But there was a snag during the recording process. There wasn't time to transcribe the lyrics into Braille. So Moy sang them into Wonder's headphones while he recorded, careful to stay one line ahead. The result was danceable, singable, an R&B chart topper.
Moy continued to produce more hits for Wonder. I Was Made to Love Her, Shooby Dooby Doo Da Day, I'm Wondering, and this one, which was originally named Oh My Marcia.
Sylvia Moy helped make songs sound timeless. She was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2006. Moy died in April at the age of 78.
We heard her tell her story, courtesy of the Songwriters Hall of Fame archives.